luminaries, talking to the brightest minds in tech.
We have always believed that if we built the right technology, we could amplify and enhance and enable human progress. And when I look at what lies ahead, I realize that we've really just barely begun.
Your hosts are Mark Schaefer and Douglas Carr.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the inaugural edition of Luminaries, where we talk to the brightest minds in IT transformation. My name is Mark Schaefer. I'm a college educator and author, and I am inexhaustibly curious about the technology changing our businesses and our lives. You can find out more about me at businessesgrow.com. And I've brought a friend of mine along on this journey. I'd like to introduce my co-host for the program, my friend Douglas Carr. How are you, Doug?
I am doing fantastic and so happy to be here. This is so exciting.
And why don't you, since this is the first show, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about you?
Fantastic. Well, I'm a technologist as well and have been around since the advent of the internet. Started my days off as an electrician, wiring up networks because we didn't have IT teams back then. And then through today where I own my own agency and have a publication online where we're talking about mostly marketing related technology.
Awesome. And when you say you're a technologist as well, that's the first time anyone has implied I am a technologist. Hey, look, we have an entirely appropriate beginning to our exploration today. We're going to learn from some true experts. How do we define IT transformation? And at the end of this program, we're going to provide you with some free tools where you can get access to a research report and also a tool that will help you assess the progress of IT transformation for your own business. So let's get this party started. We're joined on the show today by two amazing guests from Enterprise Strategy Group. Doug and I have had an opportunity to have a few preliminary chats with these fellows. We've looked at their research, and they have done something extraordinary here. John McKnight is Vice President of Research and Analyst Services, and Adam D. Mattia is the Director of Custom Research. John and Adam have authored an incredibly interesting study that both helps us define the path to IT transformation and also identify the benefits these leading companies are realizing. So welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Mark. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate the introduction. Very good to be with you today.
Yeah, I mean, you're our kickoff guests. How cool is that? Now, let's get into this because there is just so much amazing information, and I do hope our listeners will take the opportunity to download this report and look at it themselves. But here's the first thing that really struck me was the clever way that you defined IT transformation and then used that definition to apply it to your research. So could you talk about this really unique approach, how you identified IT transformation to really be the basis of this study?
Sure, absolutely. So there's really two answers to that question. IT transformation conceptually is a good place to start, and that's really all about modernizing infrastructure, rethinking development efforts, revamping IT processes and organizations, ultimately so that IT can move faster, reduce costs, and better support the demands of the business, especially those businesses that are undertaking broader digital transformation efforts, which are more along the lines of changing business models and strategies to fully leverage digital technologies. So that is kind of the academic definition of IT transformation. But as you said, Mark, there's a more practical definition that we used in this study that we'll talk about in a second. And that's really important because we did find that there are some very significant benefits that organizations can achieve from adopting some of those best practices. So as IT analysts and researchers, these are concepts that we cover on a daily basis, but the research part of us can't help but want to quantify some of these trends. So we set out in conjunction with Dell EMC to establish a way to try to measure IT transformation and the degree of progress that different companies have made towards achieving that ultimate end state. So with that, I'll pass it over to Adam, and he can talk a little bit more about the actual study and how we went about trying to accomplish that goal.
Awesome.
Great. Thank you, John. So as John said, right, we within ESG, we have our own academic definition for what IT transformation is. The question then is, how do you repackage that within some survey questions? So the research effort we undertook was pretty broad-based. We surveyed 1,000 IT leaders from across the globe working at enterprise organizations, so those organizations with 1,000 more employees, and there were over 50 questions we asked. And when we think about the questions we asked, we categorized them in two broad categories. There were a number of questions to assess the state of these respondents' IT organizations. So that is the types of technologies they use, the types of processes in place, how refined and automated those processes are, and the level of alignment between the IT organization and the business. So how tightly in concert are those two organizations acting? How much are they communicating? And what's the status of that relationship? The second category was really all about outcomes. So what kind of IT KPIs are these organizations delivering to the business? And what kind of business success are those businesses having? So we use that first, the former set of questions, as our scoring criteria. And there were 10 in total, which, based on responses, each respondent can earn anywhere from 0 to 100 maturity points. And then we segmented respondents in quartiles to establish 4 levels of IT maturation. So stage 1 being legacy, stage 2 being emerging, stage 3 being evolving, and finally the most advanced, stage 4, being transformed.
It was really a very, very clever scorecard. So really congratulations on that methodology.
And it was interesting too that the research resulted in a surprising distribution of those quartiles as well, basically a bell curve. Can you describe that?
Yeah, absolutely. So in looking at the data, I mean, what quickly became very apparent to us was that very few organizations had achieved that most highly transformed state today. Only about 5% of the 1,000 respondents we ran through our scoring algorithm got that kind of grade A.
Wow.
A little bit more encouragingly, on the other end of the spectrum, we also saw relatively few organizations fell into that, being mired in that most legacy IT state. So about just a bit north of 1 out of 10 respondents received that, if you will, failing grade on the curve. What we did see is that there was a large, the lion's share of respondents fell into either stage 2, emerging, or stage 3, evolving, 42 and 41% respectively. And so what that really showed us is that organizations are in the throes of this IT transformation journey. Most have gotten started and have made some progress along the curve, but very few have reached that nirvana state where their operations are fully transformed.
As you're speaking about those top level findings, can you talk a little bit more about what those companies look like and basically what their culture is and what they're doing so different that puts them up in that top quartile?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
So as we've been talking about, there are kind of 3 pillars within our maturity model. There's the technology infrastructure piece, there's a procedural piece, and there is a culture piece, a people piece. And so to achieve a high score on the technology aspects, we look at things like the use of all-flash arrays, running on-premises applications on converged and hyper-converged infrastructure, flexible architectures based on scale-out principles as opposed to scale-up principles, the use of software-defined networking and storage technologies, which are less proprietary and more flexible. So all of those factors and responses to questions about the technologies organizations use today are bubbled into that pillar about technology modernization. There's also a procedural piece where we're really looking at the level of automation, because that's one of the things that we've seen in our research with end users when we ask them what transformation means to them. Automation ranks very highly on that list. So we look at things like, has the IT organization given end users the ability to self-provision resources? Are they operating their IT organization in alignment with public cloud principles, right? So trying to run like a public cloud provider. And then the final piece is really on the people side. And what we're trying to find there is these transformed organizations, they're in close contact with the line of business. They report to the highest levels of the organization. And they're in close contact, having a two-way conversation about meeting requirements and how successful they are at doing that.
Yeah, such a key point. It's something that I've written a lot about, is that the culture is just such an important part of change, any kind of change in an organization. And it really has to be sponsored at the top. One of the results that I saw in the report that was really exciting to me, and I wanted to ask you about this, was this notion of speed. I mean, speed and the ability to respond rapidly to changes in the business, to enable rapid innovation in app development. This was one of the characteristics of the transformed companies. And this just popped out for me because, I mean, speed is such an important part of business today. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit more about that.
Absolutely, Mark. And you're right on the money. Again, going back to this idea of digital transformation and the way all of these companies that we surveyed are embracing new digital technologies, business models, strategies. Digital transformation is in many ways a race. It's really all about speed. Who can innovate the fastest? Who can develop new products and services and new applications first? You know, historically, enterprises have measured application development times in months, if not years. And now companies in all industries have to emulate technology startups in many ways and be much more agile, you know, developing and releasing applications in days and weeks. Making sure infrastructure is always available. You know, if you're using Waze or Uber, no one expects that application to go down for maintenance at on early on Sunday morning when bars and restaurants are getting out all across the country and all across the world. So speed is critical. And the good news is we found that companies that have moved further along that IT transformation maturity journey are, in fact, being able to be much more responsive. So Adam, do you want to talk about some of that data?
Yeah, absolutely. So we measured in our survey agility and responsiveness in a number of ways. So just getting into the actual data, for example, we asked respondents what percent of IT projects, so all IT projects that the organization has executed over the past couple of years, what percent have been completed ahead of schedule? And what we saw was, on average, respondents in stage four organizations were completing three times as many IT projects ahead of schedule compared
wow.
to stage one organizations.
That is just that's amazing. Just amazing. It's almost like the transform companies, they're kind of startup like, aren't they? I mean, they're just so agile. It's that number just really popped out at me.
Absolutely. It's a huge delta.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
And we saw it show up in a few different places, right? So that is kind of the macro IT project view. How fast are you churning out and completing your projects? We also have kind of a micro view, which is If you get a request from the business to provision a VM, how long does that typically take? And what we saw is transformed organizations were 6 times as likely compared to legacy organizations to be able to spin up those VMs in under 4 hours. And, you know, in today's dynamic IT environments where VMs are being spun up and spun down and scaled, you know, dynamically, you know, that capability is a huge benefit for the business.
Wow. You know, one of the things that comes to mind with this is perhaps maybe that you guys even talk through a myth that people might have, and that's that IT transformation is this huge undertaking and expense. And I want to talk a little bit more about the economic side of this, because your findings really just dispel that myth of, you know, these are companies that are making a, you know, massive investment. These are companies that they're actually reaching improved economic outcomes by doing this, right?
Absolutely. It's a great point, Doug. IT transformation is great, and what CIO wouldn't want to have the capabilities that come along with it. But the fact of the matter is these investments are only going to happen, grow, and sustain momentum if they make economic sense. So we did set out to measure that economic the economics of IT transformation in a couple of different ways. So one example was we asked not only the time frame in which IT projects are being completed, but we also asked the budget component of that question, which is what percent of your projects are being completed under budget. And what we saw at transformed organizations, they were completing an incremental 10% more of their projects under budget compared to legacy organizations. So they're, you know, 1 out of 10 more projects are being done under budget. And we all know the typical view on IT projects that they're never done under budget, they're never done ahead of schedule. And what we're actually seeing is transformed organizations are able to do that.
You know, it'd be interesting to see at some point if there was like a correlation study between the companies that are in your top quadrant and their financial performance on the street. Maybe you've already looked at that, but it seems like these have got to be pretty well-run companies performing at a high level. And my hunch would be that it would be showing up in their financials too. Have you looked at it? Have you gone that far on it?
Yeah, it's a great question, Mark. We touched on that a little bit in the study. We did not look at equity performance, but I agree that would be a really fascinating, analysis. Mm-hmm. We did ask respondents to report their level of their company success in terms of meeting, exceeding, or missing their financial targets. We actually used revenue, not stock performance, in the calendar year 2016. And we did find that stage 4 or more transformed companies were twice as likely to exceed their revenue goals relative to stage 1 organizations. And there was a very consistent progression going from stage 1 through stage 2, 3, and 4. So there's absolutely a correlation in our view between that achievement of IT transformation maturity and business performance, at least from a revenue attainment perspective.
Yeah, that's a pretty close indicator, I would say. And what about spending? Are the people at the top, are they spending more? Is that why they're achieving more? Are they spending a bigger percentage of their budgets on updating their legacy technologies?
Well, the most interesting finding there, and one of the most interesting findings in the study, in my opinion, is that we found that the more mature organizations are spending their IT budgets in a fundamentally different way. So what do I mean by that? We asked a question about the percent of their total IT budget that's spent on maintaining existing systems and IT services versus the percent of that budget that is spent on new IT projects, new application development, more of the innovation side of IT. And the dynamic there is, if you are a business today, if you're a CIO today, you're really trying, you're getting pressure from the CEO, from the board, to embrace and enable these digital transformation initiatives. And very often to fund that, you need to take costs out of the IT environment in other places. So a very healthy, progressive IT organization would have a higher percentage of their IT budget spent on new products and innovation. And that's exactly what we found in the study. So a less mature organization, say stage one or legacy organization, spends two-thirds, 66% of their budget in 2016 on average on maintaining existing systems. So only about a third is available for new projects and innovation. By the time, and that goes down in stair-step fashion until you get to the stage four most transformed organizations, where it almost becomes 50-50. So they have 54% of their budget spent on maintenance of existing systems, but 46% now available for new projects and innovation. And we did some calculations on that based on the average IT budget of those stage four companies and what they spend every year. And the one of the takeaways or headlines your listeners will see in the report is that that equates to just a little bit south of an extra incremental $50 million per year available to spend on those exciting new application development and digital transformation initiatives. So pretty profound difference there.
That's an incredible difference. And it really points to IT transformation truly being an investment in, you know, agility, time completed, new features, more intelligent systems to make better business decisions that are resulting in, you know, greater revenue. Wow, that is incredible. And then on that same kind of, I think cultural, because that's truly a, you know, not just budgetary, but that's a cultural kind of decision from a business standpoint. Can you talk a little bit about that business and IT alignment and how that's a key component, you know, to the IT transformation model?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that's interesting here to note is, you know, when we talk about IT and business alignment, there are a couple of things that go in, that come into play there. But one of the hypotheses that we've kind of confirmed here is that the IT organization's ability to spend that incremental money on innovation is having a positive impact on that relationship between IT and the business. You know, the business feels like it's being better served by the IT organization. But to your question about what does IT and business alignment really entail in our model, and that is really that IT leadership has a seat at the table to the highest places in the organization in terms of strategy, road mapping, product innovation, et cetera. So how did we capture that? The first way we looked at that was to understand the reporting relationship of the CIO within organizations. And so what we saw, or how we scored respondents, was more transformed organizations had a direct reporting line between the CIO and the CEO. Secondly, we also looked at the frequency with which IT reports its outcomes, level of service, quality of meeting business requirements to the business at the highest level, CEO and board level reports, with great frequency, right? So weekly, monthly, or at least quarterly, they're reporting those outcomes back to the business. And by having that direct line to the CEO and that constant flow of communication between the IT organization and the highest level of the business, we're seeing the alignment between IT and the business being much tighter, those two organizations operating in lockstep.
That's so amazing that you found a way to quantify the culture. I just think that's interesting. And did you see any correlation between that alignment and business results? I mean, I'm assuming there must have the businesses that are most aligned in their culture, they must be having the best performance as well.
Yeah. Sure, absolutely. We found a couple of things on that front, Mark, that I think are interesting. The first is we found that there was a much higher level of internal stakeholder satisfaction with the IT organization among those business users in more transformed organizations.
That makes sense because they're understanding each other more, right? I mean, they're sitting at the same table now.
Exactly. They're no longer talking past each other. Mm-hmm. And we found that as a result, when they have those discussions about technology requirements and service levels, et cetera, the more transformed organizations report a much more cooperative working relationship between IT and the business. It's not contentious. It's not argumentative. They're both aligned, and that results in, I mean, who doesn't want to work in a more cooperative work environment? So transformed organizations were 8 times more likely than just stage one organizations to say that they have a highly cooperative relationship between the business and IT. So that's a healthy and ultimately productive development.
Yeah, that's a long, long way from my days in the corporate world where, you know, IT was basically a cost to be managed and a necessary evil. And I always hated that. I mean, people need to look at IT strategically. They need to look at it as a competitive advantage. So I'm heartened by your research, and hopefully that will have an impact on people too as they review this.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was just going to pile on to exactly what you were saying around the concept of cost center versus competitive differentiator. And that's a data point we actually captured in this research, which was that IT organizations or IT respondents working at transformed organizations were 7 times as likely to say they were viewed by their lines of business as a competitive differentiator compared to legacy. So what you just said still plays out at organizations that are legacy or even lower down on the maturity curve, right? Their businesses still look at them as an inhibitor. But what we saw among transformed organizations, they're much more likely to be viewed as a strategic asset, a competitive differentiator, or at a minimum, a valued service provider.
That is so important. I've always talked about, you know, the IT culture and whether it's you have an enabling culture or a disabling culture, and this points directly to that and provides all of the data to back it up. We touched, I think, earlier on in our conversation about how technology plays such an important role, and with everything everything from an IT standpoint, you know, jumping to the cloud in this utilitarian, type world that we're living in. How does the cloud play into IT transformation?
Yeah, great question. Public cloud services definitely play an important role, right? So they offer a lot of benefits to organizations. They help with agility, flexibility, time to market, being able to deploy services faster, et cetera. So, the public cloud is going to continue to gain traction within organizations and use cases in the right places. But the fact is that the public cloud won't work for every workload. So we saw that show up a little bit in the data. When we asked respondents what IT transformation really means to them, and we gave them a host of options to select among, the use of the public cloud actually showed up fairly far down the list relative to other concerns.
Right. You're absolutely right, Adam. And Doug, the way we think about it is cloud services are one tool, if you will, in the CIO's toolbox. But IT transformation is more about fostering a culture of innovation and responsiveness across the entire organization and infrastructure, regardless of the deployment model. And in many respects, part of IT transformation is actually running internal IT more like a public cloud provider, because as Adam has said, that's been a disruptive technology that has in many ways benefited companies. So whether that's offering self-service, more automation, running IT like a profit center, and we found that more transformed organizations actually scored higher across all of those dimensions.
Well, we're starting to come to the close of our program, and I just feel like we've kind of scratched the surface of this amazing information that you've brought to us. John and Adam, if there was one final learning you'd like to impart to our listeners, one piece of wisdom or encouragement, what would you take out of this report and give to our listeners today?
Well, that's a great question, Mark. I think the big takeaway I would want the listener to have is that we've been able to show with some empirical confidence here that you don't do IT transformation as we've defined it for the sake of doing IT transformation. There are some clear benefits that result from that effort. So the analogy I often use discussing this is your doctor can tell you to exercise and go to the gym and eat right and take vitamins and get lots of sleep. And those things are all great in of themselves, but as an individual or a healthcare consumer, you'd love to know, well, what's in it for me, right? Will I achieve better outcomes? Will I be healthier? Will I live longer? Will I have a better quality of life? And what we really want to do here for all of the IT organizations listening out there is to answer that question, what's in it for me? And I think hopefully we've been able to demonstrate that, whether it's increased responsiveness, better cost efficiency, the ability to spend more on innovation, that there is a lot for those IT organizations in undertaking this kind of IT transformation effort.
And anything from you, Adam?
Yeah, absolutely. And it ties very closely to what John was saying about the what's in it for me. One of the things that we saw across the board, whether it was stage one legacy or stage four transformed or somewhere in between, when we asked people participating in the survey if it mattered to the long-term success of the organization that they need to embrace IT transformation, we saw broad-based agreement. So we saw three-quarters of all respondents, regardless of where they stood today on their journey, say that they strongly agreed that embracing IT transformation is going to be critical to their business's success in the long haul.
Well, this time has flown by so quickly on our first show. I hope you've loved the ideas we've presented today, and I hope you'll continue on this journey with us by subscribing to the Luminaries podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, or the channel of your choice. I want you to know that you can get your own copy of this enterprise strategy report we've been discussing today. It's called the IT Transformation Maturity Curve Report, as well as a free calculator to use some of the concepts we've talked about today to assess your own company's IT maturity level. You can find this at DellTechnologies.com/Luminaries1, meaning it's the first episode of the Luminaries podcast. So until next time, this is Mark Schaefer and Douglas Carr thanking you for your time today and inviting you to join us on the next episode of Luminaries, where we are going to get a glimpse of our transformational future with Dell EMC Chief Technology Officer John Rose. You won't want to miss that. We'll see you next time.
Luminaries, talking to the brightest minds in tech, a podcast series from Dell Technologies.